Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Today, I was having a, you know, my morning conversation with God, and he kept telling me believing is a choice, Gerald. And I had to really sit back and just think about it. I went to just some carnal thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Just like believing something someone said, or believing something is a color or something, you know, just actually believing in something. And when I started reading, he sent me back to Lazarus. It's like a lot of stuff is just literally coming out of John 11. Today it's John 11, 21 to 27. It was about the conversation that Jesus had with Martha before he called Lazarus out of the tomb. And so the story went is like, Martha, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come in the world. Now, in that piece alone, I got believeth one, two, believeth three, believe four. So we got it four times. But the one thing that really and truly caught my eye was the fact that it says, whoever liveth and believeth. Now, once you start believing something, it's your choice to actually live it. So you got two choices. You got a choice to believe, and you got a choice to live it. God has given us choices to believe in something. And so when you believe in the word that God has given you, believe in the promises, believe in the instructions that God has given you, now it's time to live it. It's time to walk it out. It's time to steward over it. It's time to govern over it. It's that place. It's not, oh, I'm just going to believe it today, and then circumstances hit. And what happens is the circumstances hit, and it tries to hit your faith. And if it hits your faith, it's going to tap in. It's going to put a hit on you believing what the word says, because you haven't seen it. Yesterday, we talked about the faith. We talked about the mouth. We talked about the timing. Today is the day we're talking about, are you the believing of having a choice? You have, it's your choice to believe. You choose to believe. It's on you. It's you choose to believe what the word says. And then when you believing it, you start living it out like it's already done. That was a hard, that was once a hard place for me to be able to believe that I can actually be saved or delivered or set free. It was because I was looking at my, I was being in a situation and looking at my situation, and how could I believe in something that I'm looking at my circumstances and like, man, this is not, how could this possibly be? But here God starts changing my mindset. I was like, Gerald, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Get your mind right. Because the enemy attacks right here. And this is where you start believing, and then it starts getting into your heart. So when you start thinking, I had to start thinking like the mind of Christ. It was like, that's the only thing I used to say. I got the mind of Christ. I got every time a thought came to my mind that wasn't pure. Every time a thought came to my mind that wasn't right. Every time a thought came, I had to say, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. I renew my mind. Renewing me a right spirit, God. I just start saying those things because I wanted to believe that I can be delivered. If I didn't believe I was going to be delivered, I kept falling. Every time. I mean, I'll go and get deliverance, and then I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. And then something happened. I'm like, dang, I ain't even, you know, the thoughts came. And then it was like, man, you don't even believe that you delivered. And that's what the enemy says. You don't believe you delivered. Go on back over there and go on to the dope house. Go on back over there and get that. Go get that bottle. Go on here to tell a lie. Go on here and watch this pornography. Go on. You don't believe you saved. You don't believe you delivered. You don't believe all of that. Cause look at you. Look at your mannerisms. Look at your facial expression. Look at your attitude. Look at the way you walk. You ain't living this thing out. You ain't living out your deliverance. Gerald, you got a choice. And God, and let me tell you something. Here you go. On my turnaround, I was saying that God used to give me this choice, right? He said, he always used to always say, Jerry, I never leave you nor forsake you. I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm like, okay, God, yeah, I got you. And then I got to this place and the language changed. It was, Jerry, you choose life or death. I had a choice. I had a choice to believe that if I kept going, I was going to drop in hell. Or I had a choice, if I turn around, I will have life. And God says, I want you to have life in it more abundantly. Not just I want to give you life, but I want you to have it more abundantly. I had to choose. I had a choice to believe that if I turn around, that I was going to be saved. If I turn around, I wasn't going to die. So I made that choice, and I believed if I turn around and I look at this little piece of light that I'm seeing, that if I get to this light, I'm going to be all right. But here's the devil. You're going to walk back through everything that you had to go through. You're going to have to apologize. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to do all of these things. These people going to hate you. All of these things. Your family ain't going to love you no more. Your kids going to hate you. Everything going to be upside down. You caused too much damage. The enemy is trying to bombard me with all of these things. And here it is. God said, he said in John 11:21-27, it says, and whosoever liveth and believeth, he shall never die. I said, oh, Lord, was that the walk back? He said, yeah, because now it becomes your lifestyle. You have to live this thing, Gerald, because if you live this thing, then you start gaining authority. You start gaining strength. You start gaining power. The problem is when you don't live out your belief, you don't live out that what Christ has said, I believe that I am joint heirs with Christ. I believe that Christ lives in me. I believe that I'm the Son of God. I believe that I'm delivered. I believe I have authority and power. I believe. I'm literally starting to talk to myself. I'm like, I believe. I believe this is what God says. I believe that I got a ministry. I believe that my marriage will be restored. I believe that my children will love me again. I believe that my family will be restored. I believe that I'll never be broke again. I believe that my finances will be overflowing. I believe. I'm talking about I got a choice to believe it. You got a choice to believe. Come on. So what are you believing? The truth or the lie? The word is the truth. You got a choice to believe it or don't. God ain't trying to make you eat it. He ain't trying to make you take it. He ain't trying to make you read the scripture. He ain't trying to make you do any of that. You going to do it because you believe it. You going to do it because you trust it. You going to do it because you want to live this thing. This is a lifestyle. This ain't day. Hey. This is not about just I want to be a part of something. Oh, I want to be in the kingdom. I want to be. Yeah, that's religious, man. This thing is a lifestyle. And I'm telling you, it took me a long time to get to this place. A lifestyle? Man, please. I was trying to be religious. I was just trying to, I go to church. I do this. I do that. I'm a part of this. I'm part of that. But when I walk outside of the church, what am I doing? Does my lifestyle line up with the belief that I say that I am? The things that I believe that I am, it wasn't matching up. Cause I was being a hypocrite. Nobody don't ever want to be called a hypocrite. But if we ever look at our life, I was like, man, don't be calling me no hypocrite. I had a dude, I mean, we were smoking. And he said, Jared, man, you just walked out of church. Man, you're a hypocrite. Man, I wanted to punch him in his face. But he wasn't lying. My lifestyle was not. It did not line up. I'm believing in God. I'm believing in Christ. I'm believing in the Holy Spirit. I'm believing in all of this. But yet and still, my lifestyle did not line up with that. Let me tell you what believing does. Cause in Acts 11 and 16, and 31, Paul and Silas was in jail, right? And so that some, you know, they were praying and the doors flung open. So the prisoners was asking them. They said, and Paul and Silas said to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shall be saved and thou house. Let me tell you something. Believing in the word of God, believing in Jesus Christ, believing in this, it gets your household saved. It saves you and it'll save the household. Just believing in Christ. Listen now. Believing in Christ still means you have to live this thing out. This ain't lip service, Gerald. Gerald wanted to give lip service. Gerald wanted to talk like he understood the word. He wanted to talk like he was living this thing. But in all actuality, I wasn't living it. I was talking about it. It was like blah 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 blah. You talking good game. You know word. You know the scripture. Yeah, you know the stories. You doing all of this, but you ain't living it. How am I to believe that the God that you represent, the God that you believe in, how am I supposed to believe in that God when you look like me, when you doing the same thing I'm doing? I had to stop in my tracks. I'm like, man, I ain't even living this thing out. And my wife used to say, baby, it's a lifestyle, Gerald. This is a lifestyle. This ain't something we're going to just talk about. This ain't something you just going to preach about. This ain't that. If you ain't, why you preaching it if you ain't gonna live it? That mean, do you really believe it? Do you really believe what you preaching? Do you really believe what you teaching? Do you really believe what you praying? Do you really believe that? Because if you actually believe it, then you'll be living it. I got a choice. I had a choice to believe. Believe this thing, and I had to live it. It wasn't just enough to believe it. The action part was I had to live it. Living it shows God that you actually believe it. Jesus. Ooh, I hope y'all got that one. I hope you got that one. Believing it is not the final place. You got to actually live this thing. Because here's what happening is. And this is what God showed me. He's like, you think about you being in the streets. You think about you coming from the church and you going into the dope house. Now, how is that going to represent me? How is that going to get them people saved? How is that going to draw them closer to me? You got a choice to believe that if you live this thing out, that whoever's looking at you have an opportunity to be saved. They have an opportunity to be delivered. They have an opportunity. Just because you believe it and you living it. Just because. Let me tell you something. Just because you are believing it and you're living it. You believe it so much. That it don't even matter. It doesn't even matter. I choose to believe the word of God. I choose to believe who God says I am. I choose to believe that. And I'm going to walk it out like I really believe it. Today is the day that you got to make a choice. Do you really believe what God said to you? Do you really believe who God truly is to you? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? Do you believe that by his stripes you are healed? Do you believe that you can cast out devils? Do you believe you can speak in new tongues? Do you believe? Because these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh my God. These signs shall follow them that believe. One more time. These signs shall follow them that believe. I'm just saying. Can we pause on that for a second? Can you pause on that for a second? Can you look at the things that the signs that's following you? Just stay right there. These signs shall follow them that believe. Jesus said that. These signs shall follow them that believe. I'm just saying. I'm literally just saying. So do you really and truly believe? Because if you believing it, it's time to live it. Come on. It's time to get out of the straddle and the fence place. Y'all can't tell. Listen, man, I don't care about nobody's feelings right now, because this was mine. This is how I was living my life. I was straddling the fence. I was in one foot in the church and one foot straight in going to hell. Pure going to hell. I've had my apostle tell me, son, you getting ready to die. You playing around with God. Literally. My wife used to wake up, I mean, in tears, crying, seeing that, babe, you are dying. You're literally dying. She saw me dying in the spirit realm. That the python was just squeezing life out of me, and I ain't even know it. I was so prideful. I was like, you don't even know what you trying to scare me. That don't scare me. Listen. I had literally stopped believing, and I stopped living it. Cause once you stop believing, you ain't gonna live this thing. You're not going to live it. And see, the enemy going to try to make this so hard for you to actually continue to believe in what the word says. Believe that thou art healed. Believe that thou art cured. Believe that thou art saved. Believe that thou art delivered. Believe. Why wouldn't he want you to have doubt in your mind that you are saved, that you are delivered, that you are healed? And then you start looking at timing. Yesterday we talked about the timing, the Kairos timing. You know, sometimes it's dealing with, are you going to live this thing out? Are you truly believing it? And are you living it like it's already done? Your time might be based on how long and how you believe and what your lifestyle looks like. You wondering why I ain't healed. You've been walking around with this thing. But let me tell you, that woman walked around with the issue of blood for 12 years. But it came to a place where she knew that Jesus was on the scene. She knew that Jesus had come. And she said, I'm going to press through all of this stuff. I'm going to press through every person. And I'm just going to try to touch something. She believed that if she touched him, she was going to be healed. She believed that. She believed it so much that she went through a whole lot of stuff just to get to that heel, just to touch his garment. Y'all better catch this thing. You're going through something. That thing is to see if you're going to, that's testing your belief. That's testing your lifestyle. Yeah, it is. It's testing your words. Huh? What's your vocabulary sound like? What's your words sounding like? Come on. This is that place right now. This is that place. This ain't pity patty. This ain't, oh, let me give you a high five. This ain't that today. Because God's slapping my head. He was slapping my head. Slapping my head. Whop. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all watch NCIS and Gibbs be slapping the nozzle head. That's how I feel. Like, boop, slapping my head. Come on, man. Get yourself right, man. Get your lifestyle right, Gerald. It's time to stop playing. This is not that. Come on, you got a choice. Come on, son, you got a choice. Do you want what I've called for you? Do you want the plans that I have for you? Do you want to walk in this authority? Man, for so long, I wasn't walking in that stuff. Man, I would dibble and dabble in it. Or I look good. And, you know, it was for a show. I would just, you know, yeah, I'm just, I got it. Yeah. Man, I said, man, I'm sitting there playing about to bust hell wide open. Playing around with God and about to bust hell wide open. Why sit in the church every single day, every single Sunday, and then walk out of the church and live carnal and bust hell wide open? Some people think that they can sit in church and just cause you a membership and you're going to go to heaven. Man, listen here, man. You better believe something different. You better open your eyes and let's believe something different. Because if your lifestyle is not matching your belief that you're doing, then something wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And I'm trying to tell people, oh, that ain't. Listen, man, I'm telling you my life. I know where I came from. I know what I was doing, sitting in church, sitting in the front row, speaking in tongues, casting out devils, and still walk out of the church and go to the dope house, still walk out of the church and go and drink, still walk out of the house and still look at pornography, still walk out of the house and do and masturbate, still walk out of the house and have lust and perversion running through my mind and my head and my brain all day, every day. I didn't believe that. Man, listen here, man. I thought I was believing it, but I wasn't believing. Today is the day, man, that we got a real mindset change. We got to change the mindset. We got to get our minds being renewed. We got to open our eyes to see if we are truly believing who God says we are. I wasn't believing that. It was a time where my wife she used to write down all of the prophetic words that were spoken over me. Okay. She was writing them down, and then she'll put scripture to it. And then she'll write what God said, and then she'll send it to me. And then I started looking at these things. I'm like, God, I forgot all about these prophetic words, because the enemy wants you to forget about who you are. He wants you to lose your identity. Then you don't believe. Then you just believe that you're a carnal person. You just in this world, just doing what you want to do. That's what he wants you to think. That's what he wants you to think. And so I had to start looking at these words, start looking at these scriptures, and I started saying these things out of my own mouth. It wasn't, yes, she was praying those things, but I had to actually open my mouth and say these things. I had to start declaring them over myself, because I had lost my identity. I stopped believing in who God said I was. I stopped believing in the identity that I had in Christ. I started losing the authority, believing that I had authority and power to stay delivered. I stopped believing in that, because I was in this torment for so long. I was in this prison for so long. I was in this cave for so long. I was demonically depressed for so long. I was suicidal for so long. I was crying for so long. All of these things. Now, y'all better catch this thing. Some of us been crying for a very long time. But today is the day that we're going to change our mindset. Today is the day you got to get set free. Today is the day we get set free. Ain't no pity cat. I'm telling you, this is not kid stuff. Today is the day that we're gonna have to change out. We're talking about household salvation. You hear what I'm saying? Because if you change your lifestyle, you believe and you walk this thing out, you live this thing out, everybody around you is looking at your life. They want to know who you believe in. They want to know what you believe in. Listen, because if you got to believe in something. So why not believe in Christ? Why not believe in Christ? Why believe in this worldly system? The worldly system ain't going to give you anything. It's temporary. But when you start believing in Christ, you're talking about eternal life. It said you will never die. You will never die. Come on. That's where I wanted to be. I'm like, I'm turning around, man. I'm going back. Yeah. Hey, Lord, you said every step that I take, you'll give me strength. Okay. I'm going to hold you to this. And here, oh, lust. Boom. Lust hitting me. Boom. Pornography hitting me. You think, listen, still to the day, I still have thoughts that go through my head. I have to cast them things down instantly. I don't wait and let it manifest and let it marinate in my head and then decide to want to pull it down. I don't get a devil that type of playground. I can't give him that type of playground. So I don't play like that. I don't go places where I'm going to be tempted. I don't do things where I'm going to be tempted. I don't hang around people that I'll be tempted with. I don't do all of that. I have to believe and live my life somewhat totally different. I have to do it totally different. Some stuff you got to cut off. If people that you hang around don't believe what you believe in, then why you hanging around them? Because sooner or later, they're going to affect your lifestyle. They're going to affect your belief system. Because they're going to keep harping on everything that they want to believe in. They're going to keep feeding it to you, until at one point or some time they try to break your wall down. Come on, man. Separate yourself from that. Come on now. Believing is a choice. They have a choice. They have a choice to believe your God or believe their God. They have a choice to do to live this life or live another life. Come on now. You got a choice. Choose this day. Who you gonna serve? There it is. You choose this day who you gonna serve, man. I chose God. I chose Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I choose. That's my choice. That's my belief. Now, once I made that choice, now I had to start living it. I had to start walking it out. Now, that was a hard part. That was really, really a hard part to be able to actually walk it out, because the enemy had me so wrapped up in my mind, had me wrapped up in my flesh. And I had to I had to start believing that the word would set me free, that whoever the son, who the son sets free is free indeed. I had to believe that. I had to believe that. And I'm telling you, I went and grabbed the Apostle Eckhart's Routing the Demons book and started reading scriptures on it. You know, dealing with pornography, dealing with lust, dealing with perversion, dealing with masturbation, dealing with generational curses, dealing with pride, all of these things that I was dealing with, religious stuff. Just I had to break that stuff, but I ain't no scriptures to it. So I got the book that had scriptures to it. And I just started reading it and started digesting it. And it started getting into my spirit. And then every time something happened, then I started reading them so much. Then I started I'll read the scriptures. I read the book, and then I start recording myself. So when I have my book, I always walk around with my phone. So I got my phone. So now I'm hearing my own voice. I'm trying to get you some deliverance now, because I'm trying to tell you that you're believing in your deliverance, and believing in the word, and believing that the word will set you free. The believing that the word is the truth. You believing that, and the choice that you made to believe that, now it's time to actually live this thing out. It's our lifestyle. Man, this is our reasonable service. I give my body over to God, man, as a living sacrifice. This is a reasonable service. What? Do we know we was bought with a price? Huh? Do you believe that you was bought with a price? Do you believe that your body does not belong to you? Do you believe that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Do you believe it? Because all of this stuff that we have to believe, we have to actually live. Why? Because there's people watching. People are watching. They're watching your situation. They're watching your circumstances. They're listening to your words. They're listening to all of this stuff. They want to believe. They want to believe. Because they have a choice. They want to believe in something that's real. They want to believe something that's true. Is your lifestyle showing them that your God is true? I'm just saying. I know this was hard today. I know it was like, y'all, it was hard for me to take it. It was hard for me to digest. It was hard for me to get it. I'm like, man. But I had to remember where I come from. I had to remember how the way I was believing wasn't right. I thought I was doing right, but I was just being so carnal. I was being so worldly. It was just a worldly mind. It was a worldly thing. I ain't gonna lie. It was worldly. I was carnal, huh? I was operating out of the flesh. I wasn't doing the right thing. I would say the right thing, but I wasn't doing the right thing. I was giving all of this lip service, but wasn't getting no action. None. No action. None. Coming out of what I was supposed to be doing. Wasn't cool. So guess what? I pray that this broadcast here, it reaches you in the depths of your soul. I want you to sit back, and I want you to think about, what are you believing? Because you have a choice. You have a choice to believe what God has said to you. You have a choice. I'm going to take a sip on that. I ain't taking my wife tips and sips, but I'm going to sip on that. What are you believing, and who are you believing? I'm believing in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'm believing in the promises of God. I'm believing the word of God, because of the word of God is true. The word would not return void, empty, or vain. I'm believing in that. A man can tell me anything and lie to me, because I used to listen. I know what a lying spirit looked like. because I had it for a very long time. And let me tell you something, a lying spirit, let's think about the lying. Lying is, what's a liar? A liar, the enemy, the Satan is the father of lies. You know what I'm saying? Who's your daddy? You know what I'm saying? So who you believe in? Who do you look like? Who are you resembling? What do your lifestyle look like? Does it look like Christ or does it look like this Satan? I mean, one of the two. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it ain't something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you, man, listen, I look more like Satan than I did anything. I had all of his attributes. I was doing all of his work. I was doing it all, but thinking that I'm saved, thinking that I'm God. I'm doing the work of God, man, dude, your lifestyle don't reach that. It's not matching that. So I pray that today that this message stretches you, pushes you, pulls you, motivates you to evaluate what you believe in. Because believing is a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice. And I'm like Martha. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come to this world. I believe that. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe that by his blood, I'm cleansed of everything that I've done. That I can stand before God without a spot or blemish. I believe that. The enemy can't come to me and accuse me. He can't come to me and lie to me no more. He can't come to me and he can try all day long. But I understand who I am. I understand my true identity in Christ. I understand who my authority in Christ. I understand my power in Christ. I understand that now. I ain't gonna be bamboozled. I ain't gonna be deceived. Made a fool. That's not gonna happen. Why? Because I'm vigilant. My eyes are open now. I can see the hope of my calling. I can see all of this stuff now. I can see it now. And I pray that you're able to see. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus that the scales are being removed off of the people's eyes, Father God, that they can see who they truly believe, Father God. Let their minds be renewed. Let them be transformed. Renew a right spirit within them this morning, Father God. I decree, Father, that they are delivered, Father God, from all of this circumstances, all of this trauma, all of this doubt, all of this unbelief now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that they're understanding that their lifestyle, Father God, needs to change, Father. And I thank you that it changes and it looks like you. It changes and it looks more like Christ. It changes, Father God, and it resembles your kingdom. It resembles the plan that you have for them now in the name of Jesus. And I counsel all forms of backlash and retaliation, all get back, all diabolical plot plans and ploys that's been assigned to keep them bound, to keep them blind, to keep them frustrated, to keep them in false identity. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. Things that have come through rejection, Father God, being rejected so they don't want to believe anymore. Father God, because they've been hurt, they don't want to believe anymore. I counsel the traumatic places, the traumatic actions that have caused them, Father God, to fall into unbelief now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that they believe that the word is true and the word comes alive in their lives, Father God, as they walk this thing out. I thank you for lifestyle changes now in the name of Jesus, Father, that new things are happening in their lives, Father, that the old things are passing away, and Father, that they are new creatures in you. I decree it over their lives now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Woo!
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.